Ezra, Chapter 2. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia had captured many of the people of Judah and had taken them as prisoners to Babylonia. Now they were on their way back to Jerusalem and to their own towns everywhere in Judah. Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana were in charge of the ones who were coming back. And here is a list of how many returned from each family group. 2,172 from the family of Parosh. 372 from the family of Shephatiah. 775 from the family of Ara. 2,812 descendants of Jeshua and Joab from the family of Pahath-Moab. 1,254 from the family of Elam. 945 from the family of Zattu. 760 from the family of Zakkai. 642 from the family of Bani. 623 from the family of Bebai. 1,222 from the family of Azgad. 666 from the family of Adonikam. 2,056 from the family of Bigvai. 454 from the family of Aden. 98 from the family of Ater, also known as Hezekiah. 323 from the family of Bezai. 112 from the family of Jorah. 223 from the family of Hashem. And 95 from the family of Gibar. Here is how many people returned whose ancestors had come from the following towns. 123 from Bethlehem. 56 from Netophah. 128 from Anathoth. 42 from Asmaveth. 743 from Kiriatharim, Kephira, and Beeroth. 621 from Ramah and Geba. 122 from Michmas. 223 from Bethel and Ai. 52 from Nebo. 156 from Magbish. 1,254 from the other Elam. 320 from Haram. 725 from Lod, Hadid, and Ono. 345 from Jericho. And 3,630 from Sanea. Here is a list of how many returned from each family of priests. 973 descendants of Jeshua from the family of Jediah. 1,052 from the family of Immer. 1,247 from the family of Pasher, and 1,017 from the family of Haram. And here is a list of how many returned from the families of Levites. 74 descendants of Hodaviah from the families of Jeshua and Kadmiel. 128 descendants of Asaph from the temple musicians, and 139 descendants of Shallum, Ater, Talmon, Akub, Hatita, and Shobai from the temple guards. Here is a list of the families of temple workers whose descendants returned: Ziha, Hasufa, Tabeath, Kiros, Siaha, Padan, Labana, Hagaba, Akab, Hagab, Shamlai, Hanan, Gittel, Gehar, Reiah, Rezan, Nakoda, Gazam, Uzza, Pasea, Besai, Asna, Meunim, Nephisim, Bakbuk, Hakufa, Harher, Basloth, Mahida, Harsha, Barkos, Sisera, Tima, Neziah, and Hatipha. Here is a list of Solomon's servants whose descendants returned: Sotai, Hasaphareth, Peruda, Jaela, Darkon, Giddel, Shephatiah, Hattel, Pachareth Hazabaim, and Amai. A total of 392 descendants of temple workers and of Solomon's servants returned. There were 652 who returned from the families of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nekoda, though they could not prove that they were Israelites. They had lived in the Babylonian towns of Telmila, Telharsha, Kerub, Adon, and Immer. The families of Habiah, Hakaz, and Barzillai could not prove that they were priests. The ancestor of the family of Barzillai had married the daughter of Barzillai from Gilead and had taken his wife's family name. But the records of these three families could not be found, and none of them were allowed to serve as priests. In fact, the governor told them,
"You cannot eat the food offered to God until we find out if you really are priests."
There were 42,360 who returned, in addition to 7,337 servants and 200 musicians, both women and men. They brought with them 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. When the people came to where the Lord's temple had been in Jerusalem, some of the family leaders gave gifts so it could be rebuilt in the same place. They gave all they could, and it came to a total of 1,030 pounds of gold, 5,740 pounds of silver, and 100 robes for the priests. Everyone returned to the towns from which their families had come, including the priests, the Levites, the musicians, the temple guards, and the workers.